When I enter the room, it's empty. The walls are made of cinder blocks, and as I stand with my back against it, I shiver. It's cold and rough against my skin. I stand naked and trembling. What am I doing here? Why do I want this? I always ask myself this question, every time. Attached to the wall are four rings. Two of them are a bit higher than my head and spread about 3 feet apart. The others are closer to the floor, also spread. When the door opens, I smile slightly as a man enters and approaches me. He says nothing, just reaching out, taking my wrist and attaching a cuff to each one, before securing them to the rings on the wall. I watch as small padlocks are applied to the cuffs. I inhale sharply as they click shut. My arms are spread over my head and the tension on the cuffs now pulls me back into the wall. I am still able to move a bit, and I tug, testing the security of the cuffs. I am not getting free. Not until someone unlocks me. Once the cuffs are on my ankles and my legs are spread, everything gets tighter. So much tighter. Now the tension on each limb is stretching me, exposing me. My pussy is starting to tingle. I want to be touched. I need to be touched. That is why I'm here. To be touched. I close my eyes and let myself enjoy the sensation of being bound. I've hungered for it. The helplessness and the surrender. My mind is slowly clearing now, and the worries of the day start to evaporate as my feelings of arousal grow. I can move my arms and legs a bit, maybe a few inches at most. I squirm, wanting to feel my bondage. Bondage. Even the word makes me squirm. I love being bound, trapped, exposed. No more responsibility, no more choices, no more thinking. All I can do is feel. The man places a leather blindfold over my eyes, covering the top of my face. It's soft and fits snugly. As he buckles the strap behind my head, I feel the soft leather take the shape of my face, blocking out everything. Darkness. There's a bit of tension on my wrist and then my ankles. Whatever slack that had been there is gone now. Movement is impossible. "We will be starting soon," he says. Footsteps. The door opens and then closes. Silence. Complete silence. Unbroken. The only noise is coming from my hands and feet as I twist them in the cuffs. The little locks bouncing ever so slightly as I move my fingers and stretch my hands and feet. I start sinking deeper. Bondage. It feels so good. My body is responding to it so well. My heart is racing. My stomach is filled with butterflies. My pussy is so wet. So wet. think about trying to close my legs, but bound as I am, even the thought of it is starting to feel more and more alien to me. And when the door opens, I gasp. Footsteps again. I raise my chin, trying to peek under my blindfold. Not just footsteps, though, but the clinking of heels. Getting closer and closer, and then they stop. I feel someone close. I can sense them. The gentle scent of perfume. The rustling of clothing as a hand reaches out. Fingers touching me, caressing my cheek tenderly. I bite my lip and moan softly. I would squirm if I could, but my bondage won't allow it. Soft fingers. She is kind, loving. Her hand lingers before sliding down to my mouth, touching my lips. I part them for her to touch, trying to encourage her to explore inside it. I am here to be touched. Slowly, her fingers move from my lips and down to my chin. She lets them linger there, and I feel my body responding to her touch. I am filled with desire for her. I want to please her, and to be pleasing to her. My throat feels open, and I wait for her to touch me there, tracing her fingers over it with one hand, while the other explores my shoulder and collarbone. I try to slow my breathing, but fail. I am focused on every touch and every movement. If I could press into her hand, I would. But I can't. I can't do anything except be touched. Now, there's a hand on each breast, exploring them. My nipples between her fingers. She's gently pinching and tugging at them. They stiffen between the tips of her fingers. And I pull my lower lip into my mouth, pressing my teeth against it. I moan for her, wanting her to know I love her touch and what it is doing to me. As her hand slides down my belly towards my pussy, I feel my insides boiling. I am desperate to be touched. I know I'm supposed to remain silent, but I can't. A word escapes my lips. Please. Her hand moves away for a second, and I draw in a deep breath. As I do, I can smell my arousal. Her finger presses to my lips, hushing me. When her hand returns, it moves again, slowly slipping closer and closer to my cunt. Fuck. I am so wet. One hand is placed on each side of my pussy, pressing and spreading me open. I can feel the wetness on my pussy lips as the cool air from the room washes over and into me. I am moaning and whimpering. So needy, so desperate. I need to be touched. When her fingertip brushes over my clit, it sends a wave of pleasure throughout my whole body. Bound as I am, I can barely even shiver. I can't squirm. I can't move towards her touch, and I want to. Oh, I want to so badly. And when she touches me then again, I almost come. She does it a third time. I feel the breath away from exploding into an orgasm that I fear it will consume me. Destroy me. Make me disappear forever. I want that. I crave that. I need to be touched. My pussy is swollen and throbbing. Desperate. My desire grows worse as her hand pulls away from me. Oh God. Oh, I need to be touched. Her finger is now on my lips and I open them, pressing my tongue to the tip of it and tasting myself on her. I wrap my mouth around her finger and draw it in, sucking it gently, cleaning it. I feel her inside my mouth, and it sends tingles all through my body. I need to be touched by her. I whimper in complete desperation as I hear the sound of her heels on the floor again. This time they are moving away. And each time they make that sound, a part of me yearns for her to come back. I feel nothing now, except for longing. I need to feel her hands, her touch. I need to smell her perfume. The door opens and then closes, and I am alone again. I can feel droplets of wetness on my thighs, slowly starting to drip down my legs. I am no longer thinking. I am feeling. My body is aching. Every nerve is hyper aware. And when the door opens again, I feel the small breeze it creates as it washes over me. This time the footsteps are louder, faster, and before I can even process them, a hand is cupping my face, pressing on my cheeks, and forcing my lips into a pout. Rough hands, calloused, strong. They release me, and then there are fingers parting my lips. I resist at first, closing my mouth, but the hands are strong and force their way inside me. Fingers now pressing on my tongue, probing me, sliding all over my teeth and gums, invading me. I try to turn my head away, but nothing helps. My head is steadied by a hand around my throat, pinning my head against the wall, forcefully. Fingers press deeper and I choke a bit. But it doesn't stop. The insides of my cheeks and the top of my mouth, touching each and every part of me, exploring and overwhelming me. The grasp on my throat makes me aware of every breath I take. As the fingers leave my mouth, I feel them being wiped on my face. My spit now drying on my cheeks. I can feel myself blushing. My cunt getting wetter and wetter. When the hands find my breast, they are not gentle. They grab, they twist, they turn, they stretch, and they grope. They slap, and they pinch. I am moaning now, gasping when they cause pain, and whimpering as the pain spreads across them and then slowly subsides. Just as abruptly, one hand returns to my throat and the other one cups my cunt. My hungry, needy cunt, pressing hard into me, the heel of it mashing against my clit. If I could move, I would press against it, but I can't. I can't do anything except be at their mercy. Being touched. Fingers slide in me and then back out. Harder and faster. My wetness is making noise now as the fingers fuck me. I feel messy, sloppy, deliciously used. These deliciously harsh fingers inside of me. There was one at first, and then two, and now there's three. I'm stretching me. The hand on my throat tightens now. More and more. Firmly, as I get closer and closer to an orgasm. I'm beginning to get lightheaded. I feel myself start to come, and I realize I can barely breathe. As I come, I am fighting for air. It is becoming impossible to inhale. Yeah. And then all I can feel is orgasm. After orgasm, unlike anything I have ever known before. And when the hand does release my throat, I am in another world. I am able to breathe again. I think, I am not even sure. If not for being bound, I would collapse on the floor. But it holds me tight. No more hands. Nothing. Until I feel them touch my cheek again. Not softly. Not gently. Harshly. Wiping my wetness from his hand. Forcing me to wear it on my face. Reminding me of my desire. My arousal. And my need. I can smell myself and feel it smeared on my cheek and then over my lips. I lick them a bit to taste myself. The footsteps grow distant again, and the door opens and closes. I am left that way for what seems like an eternity. What seems like only a moment. When I am unlocked and released, when the blindfold is removed, I see my clothes that have been left for me, folded neatly. I am told to take as long as I'd like to recover, and that there is a bottle of water that I am encouraged to drink. Once again, I regain my composure and get dressed. I take a moment to reflect and enjoy the experience. As I leave, I stop at the main desk. They ask the same thing they always ask me. Same time next week? I just nod still not having my words back yet. I will never know who owned those hands. That is part of the experience and part of the pleasure of it. But whoever they are, I hope that they know that I am grateful for them sharing time with me and that their hands, both gentle and rough, left me deeply touched.